When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And not her real name is reaching out. This is really so out of left field. I honestly don't know who to talk to about this. So I thought of you two. And staying anonymous.
Okay.
I was married for about 10 years. I'm still living in the house I shared with my now ex-husband. After he moved all of his stuff out, I found a bunch of random stuff in the basement and the garage. But this one particular thing is so unexpected, I don't know what to do with it.
Okay.
I was digging around in the corner of the garage, found an old ATM under a tarp. Like, I have no idea how my ex-husband got it or how long it's been there. It could be loaded with money for all I know. I will be honest in saying that my ex was known to be involved in some, albeit minor, shady stuff in the past.
Okay.
So I'm hesitating calling him about it. Like, what am I going to say? Hey, do you want your ATM back? I could be some sort of accomplice to a crime or something, right? So I thought I'd toss it out to you guys to see if old ATMs can randomly show up in people's houses without them being stolen. Like, can you buy these at a pawn shop? Should I call police?
Okay. Well, I think first you got to get over the fact that you don't want to talk to your ex about it. That would be the first person I would call. Hey,
do you know anything about
explain this?
Explain this. In the garage.
There's an ATM in the garage under
That's
a tarp.
That's random, right?
Came with the house.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that one of those, what are those garage wars or whatever where, you know, you can like bid on a garage?
They open up storage units.
Yeah, you don't storage
know, like,
units.
What's
and,
in it.
And maybe he found, I mean, we're all just speculated. We have no idea.
No, Elizabeth says on Facebook, this is a new one. Like, is he someone who would react in a harmless way when you bring it up?
Yeah.
However, if you contacted the police, could you be held accountable? How long has he been out of the house? There are so many questions and scenarios we need to play out in our heads. Anybody got a good electric saw? Totally kidding. I do feel like, though, if there was money, he would have taken it with him when he left.
Yeah, I feel like if I can trust the internet, then I feel like breaking into an ATM is a very difficult thing. It's not just something you take a hacksaw to and you cut it open. I mean, you know, it is made so you don't get the money that's inside without, you know, withdrawing it.
Now, Sharon is saying you can buy them at auctions,
okay,
but they're normally empty. If it's hidden under a tarp in the back corner, though, great possibility he got it in a different way.
Okay.
To be on the safe side, you should call and have someone check the number to see if it's stolen. If they come to your house and find it, or you try to give it away or sell it, they're going to bring it back to you. So use your conscience, do the right thing, be safe.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you gotta tell someone, and I would first probably start with your ex and say, hey, tell me why this is here.
Yes, I do want to know that story. Because obviously he has to be the only person that knows the story to how that got there.
Well, if he's listening right now, hey buddy.
Hey.
Would love to chat with you.
Love to know how that got there. Is there anything in it?
All right. 502-795-1997. You know, maybe you can pass along some advice to Anne, or you can let us know the wild thing you found when your ex moved out.
That's fun stuff.
That could
be a fun conversation.
Maybe. 502-795-1997, group therapy. The more we're digging into this, the more maybe we think it is legit and it's not necessarily illegal action that Ann's ex has been privy to. But she found an ATM in her garage or basement. Either way, she found it once he moved out, right?
Yes.
And it was under a tarp. And she was like, I don't know if I'm involved now in some sort of crime or what the deal is.
Yeah, she was just kind of wondering, is this, you know, can people buy ATMs? Is this like an antique kind of a situation?
Okay.
And a lot of people are kind of chiming in on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Justin's like, what, you've never heard of the ATM fairy? Lisa says, given what's going on in Southern Indiana with a certain sheriff, I think we can all agree wives can walk away scot-free even when they benefit greatly from illegal action. Oh, yikes.
Oh.
Call the cops. I don't know what's going on there, but sounds shady. Sassy Matt says, you can find a lot with a drill and a welding torch. It'll take time, but the prize could be worth it. I'm a handyman, and I offer services.
I bet there's nothing in it. I bet it's just something that they got off of Marketplace, or because a lot of people are saying, yeah, sure, you can buy old ATMs.
Okay, so yeah, Sue says ATMs have GPS in them, so if it was stolen, police would have found it.
Oh.
So, yeah, you should be good. If no one's come looking for it until now,
yeah,
you should be good.
Yeah, so maybe you call him and say, or you just try your luck at opening it. I don't know.
I still think we call the husband.
Yeah.
And just say, hey,
the ex, and just
do you know
say,
anything
hey,
about this ATM I found in the corner of the garage under a tarp?
Right.
Kind of odd, right?
Right, right, exactly.
I know. So. I didn't put it there.
I didn't put it there.
Oh, just wondering if you had any information.
All right. What crazy thing did you find once your ex moved out? Connie messaged us and said, how does taxidermied animals sound?
Oh! Somebody had a habit or a hobby that we didn't know about?
That's all she put. I need to know more.
There needs to be the story behind that.
Like some weird collection that you didn't know that your partner had until after they moved out?
Yeah, that's a unique hobby.
Yeah, that is. That is.
For sure.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the message. And good luck. With all
I do
that.
Need her to open it, though. If we can try to figure out how to open it, see if there's any cash left in there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, thanks for reaching out. That's Group Therapy.